Now, what I'm telling you is, I'm telling you facts, Dad. I'm not exaggerating. I'm going to tell you the way it was. I'm going to take you back to the 50s and 60s. And I still have good memory on certain things. And one of these days, I won't have that memory anymore. But I want to tell you, there was a way to make money in Butte. Butte was, for one thing, if you noticed on the main streets, all of the streets, the sidewalks are they're not a standard 8 or 10 feet. They're like 14 feet wide. And there's a reason why the uptown area, the sidewalks are so wide. It's because of all the people and the miners and the businessmen that used to walk those streets uptown. They had to make them that wide. If you notice in other towns, sidewalks ain't that wide. We had wide sidewalks, which we still do here in the old part of the uptown area. It's because of the amount of people that once lived here. I wasn't here when there was 100,000 people, but I bet you there was at least 40,000 living in the uptown area. The flats was, to live down there was unheard of. There wasn't much going on down in the flats. There wasn't even an interstate that came through Butte at that time. But going back to the shoe shining business, I did get a Wenatchee apple box. I still have the shoe shine box, and it has Wenatchee on one side. And I made myself a little shoe shine box, got some cheap toothpaste, or got some cheap shoe shine polish. And when I would go into the bars, you learn really quick on where the money was at and where you can break even on a few of them. And I know I always went, and I would walk into the bar and scan the people at the bar, and I would always look around, and I would look for the cowboys or that had maybe a lady of the night with them, because they always seemed to tip and brag about the money they had. So you would approach them first. They shine their cowboy boots, and sometimes they would flip you a silver half. And if they were really wanting to show off to their girlfriend, they would throw you a silver dollar. And it was not often, but it was just that they were showing off that they had money. And then I would look at the rest of the drinkers, and I would check their shoes, and I would, a lot of them were miners, you know, and they paid you, you know, and they tipped you, but not as well as the cowboys and the sheep herders. They used to come into town and drink for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they were gone. You know, they just come in for a while and then they're gone. But I can remember Butte, uptown Butte had a lot of restaurants, a lot of bars. Some bars wouldn't allow me to shoe shine because the Board of Trade was one of them. They had gambling slot machines in there, and whenever I would walk in there, I was amazed by the slot machines along the right side of the wall. I went into the Board of Trade on Park Street, and I was immediately told to get out, you know, because I wasn't allowed in there. And I remember this one bar, and it was where the Six Motel is now. It's where the Butte Brewery used to make beer in the back. But that bar in the front had a big sign on the front of it, and it said no miners allowed. I just couldn't understand why Butte, that was full of miners, wasn't allowed to drink in that bar. I just didn't dawn on me that miners were young kids and not underground miners. But I wasn't okay. Until like I was like 10 or 12 it was for kids. Miners, I thought of miners as being underground miners. So yeah. It took a while to soak into my head. I wasn't the smartest kid and the sharpest tool in the shed, but, you know, at 8 or 9 years old.
Well, you were earning some silver, so that was pretty good.
Yeah.